Hi everybody, this is Dee, and in today's video I'm going to be giving another message that I was led to write down. So I have been praying for, quite a while to find out what Heavenly Father would like me to do on my channel for His glory, my End Times channel, and this is the thing that He would like me to do. It's on my heart, and I do have the time for it. And the Lord knows that I've asked Him, and I've said, Lord, I have all the time in the world for You these last days, anything You want me to do. So He puts on my heart other messengers, other watchmen and watchwomen on the wall who have had words from Him. So that's how I pick it up. It resonates on my heart. So He puts these, He knows my source is YouTube, and I've been doing this for almost four years now, everybody. So hallelujah, and thanks be to God. Thanks be to the Most High God. And I'm going to actually just start the message bowing my head from Psalm 19. I bow my head and heart and say, Lord, let the words of my mouth and the meditations of my heart be acceptable in Your sight as I go forth and deliver Your message that You gave to this vessel, this particular obedient vessel 2 days ago. And her name is Vanessa, or Vanessa. Vanessa, I think. I just found her. She popped up on my YouTube channel this morning, and that's where I was led to go to write it down. She first, introduced herself, and she has a small channel, and it is growing, and I'm giving her exposure. I'm giving her helpful exposure that her channel will grow, just like I have with other messengers. So she was very humble, and she was asking for everyone to listen, and that the Holy Spirit would just speak to her. I operate in the power of the Holy Spirit and have been for 16 years, so I pick it up very easily. She read from Psalms 121, 1 through 8, I lift up my eyes to the hills. From where shall my help come from? My help comes from God. So please note that down as being one of the scripture verses she gave. She starts off, God will guard you, chosen ones, from this time and forevermore. Amen, amen, hallelujah. God of angel armies, say this to His chosen. The God of angel armies, say this to His chosen. I have called you to the nations to speak my truth. Do not turn to the right or to the left, for you have heard the voice from behind you directing you. The Spirit has prepared hearts to receive my spoken word through your voice. You are the one I have chosen to be my spokesman in this time of gross darkness. The Spirit will harvest many souls through your obedient vessel. You are my chosen one to stand between heaven and hell, bridging the gap for those choosing to repent and follow me. I have heard the cries of the multitudes. I am sending you to answer their prayers, harvesting the ripened fields. Continue to rest in me, for you do not have the strength within yourself to accomplish the assignments I have called you to do. Any delay of getting my spoken word released is risking the eternity of precious souls. The urgency you sense in your spirit is from Holy Spirit to the timing in my eternity. I'll read that again. The urgency you sense in your spirit is from Holy Spirit to the timing in my eternity. No, you do not know the hour, minute, or second. I will send my son for his bride, but you are able to read the signs as the Spirit releases my thoughts to you in revelation. Be very careful to discern the Spirit speaking to you. I have gifted you with a heightened sense of discernment for this time that I have placed you again. It is vital that you do not turn to the left or to the right. I think he actually says, I wrote that down in reverse, I'm sorry. I think he actually said, it is vital, she said, it is vital that you do not turn to the right or the left, but follow the voice behind you speaking. Following my voice is critical. Fulfilling my kingdom, in fulfilling my kingdom on the earth. The plans I have made for your destiny, purpose, along with an increase in discernment, I have gifted you with the spirit of knowledge. The spirit will begin to increase your understanding of things you know not of. Record those things I reveal to you, for they are secrets I desire to release to those having ears to hear and eyes to see. Release the dreams, the visions, prophetic words I give to you. Speak them to the earth at the appointed time I give you to release them. My timing is vital to when and how Holy Spirit prepares for my word to be planted. Be prepared. He prepares the heart, readying it to be fertile for what, when, and how he uses your obedient, surrendered vessel to deliver my will, purpose, plan into the earth. Do not slumber because there's no time to sleep. I will give you endurance you will need through my supernatural strength to carry my glory and kingdom throughout the earth. Because my harvesters are few, you will find yourself planting, cultivating, and harvesting throughout all seasons. For I have shifted the season for planting to harvesting, the season for harvesting to cultivating, and the season for cultivating to planting. Do not find it strange to plant with the ground frozen or harvest in the spring winds and rain, for this is a new thing I am doing. You will soon perceive it. There will be no striving for the assignments I have planned for you. Rest in the deep, deep waters I have placed you in, remembering you are in my glory portal, surrounded by my fire, while wind from Holy Spirit lifts you higher in my glory, flowing throughout your inner being. It's through you my glory will be revealed throughout the earth. I have raised many to come alongside you to hold your arms up as I did with Moses. I'm doing with for you. You are my chosen one to release my people from their bondage of slavery. Many have been wandering in their wilderness for too long. You are my chosen one, leading them into the promised land. You have the courage of Esther, the boldness of John the Baptist, and the strength of Samson. You will speak unashamedly like Paul, having no fear of man's opinion. You will hear the plans of the enemy like Gideon, while accomplishing greater works than my son. Do not be afraid when you see the angels I have assigned to you. They will carry out those things they hear me speak through you. You will mount up on their wings, releasing my kingdom to the nations. You are my chosen one to prepare the way for my son's return, for his bride, God says, of angel armies. And in John 17, 1 through 26, in the Passion Translation, that is the translation that she was reading from, evidently, she says, these are the prayers that Jesus prayed to the Father, for the disciples, and for you and I, the chosen ones. Okay, so everybody, she then reads the whole scripture. So just for the sake of time, I'm just trying to make this about a 10 or 11 minute video today. So she was very humbled. She's she had that anointed message. It was a very anointed message, and her name is Vanessa. I'm going to copy and paste her link for all of you. Prayers going up for all his chosen vessels to become one with him in Jesus Christ's mighty name. read and look at John 17, 1 through 26, and have a blessed day, everybody. Amen.